Unit 4, page 42, exercises 2 and 3.
Hi there, and welcome to Connect, our weekly look at the weird and wonderful world of social media.
We just love talking about what's going on in social media, so thanks for all your tweets, messages, and comments during the week. The big topic this week is online picture sharing. We've actually had a lot of questions about it. So let's start with this picture, which I found on a friend's gaming blog.
That's such a cool image. It's perfect for a blog about video games.
Yeah, it's nice, but it's stolen.
Stolen? What do you mean?
Well, my friend found it on Google Images, and he simply pasted it into his blog. But it isn't his picture.
Yeah, but in the blog it says it's from Google Images.
Yes, but that's not enough. If you take a picture, it belongs to you. You own the picture and the copyright, the legal right to use it. If someone wants to use a picture from a picture library or from a search engine, they have to find out who it belongs to and ask for permission to use it. The owner's name always needs to appear with the picture.
Ah, I don't know. People don't mind if you use their pictures.
Yes, they do. Some photographers make money from pictures. You can't just steal them.
Sometimes it says online that everyone has permission to use the picture.
Sure, in that case, it's fine to use it. Let's look at another picture. This is a picture of a girl called Emma. Now, you tell me what's wrong with it.
It looks okay to me. That's so funny. Emma having a bad morning. Yes, it's not her best look.
And who shared the picture?
Emma, I guess?
No, look again.
Oh, it was someone called Nick.
Yeah, and look at the comments.
Ah, how embarrassing.
Yes, I don't think Nick thought carefully about this. He needed to consider how this would affect Emma. You don't share a picture if it will embarrass someone. It's good netiquette to ask for permission before you share too.
Netiquette. I like that word. Netiquette is correct internet behavior, isn't it?
Right. So let's look at a third picture with a netiquette problem.
What a nice invitation. What's wrong with it?
The problem isn't in the picture. The problem is who is looking at it. The person posting this picture didn't change their settings from public to private. And hundreds of people can access the image, not just their family and friends. Sometimes, people see the word party and they invite themselves.
Yeah, I guess you always need to think before you share.
Yes, just think of PIC. P-I-C.
PIC. What's that?
Think of P for permission. You need the owner's permission to share an image that isn't yours.
What's I for?
I is for information. Ask yourself if you're giving too much information to strangers. Finally, C is for comments. Before you share a picture, think of the comments it might receive.
Pick. Great. Got it. Right. Now let's move on to our next...